Hello everyone. Before I start my poem called Lament of a Pendle Witch, I'm going to do two things. And the first is I'm actually going to turn off my camera as a symbolic reference to all of the persecuted men and women who have lost their faces throughout history. And all we have left now are their names, if we're lucky, in history books and court records. And secondly, I'm going to ask that you all close your eyes as we listen to this poem that I wrote last year. It's in part written by me, but also in part I feel channeled directly from the spirit of the land and those who were persecuted in Pendle. And I hope that as I read this evening, that their spirit will speak through and they will be heard again. I have sat and I have listened to the trees whose leaves whisper gently in the breeze, to the creaking of branches and hum of energy that flows with ease from earth channels into roots, through branches and then out into the air. I have silently walked through woodlands and forests, taking nothing and only observing, past goblin lair and fairy fort, between boggart lair and skriker's nest, keeping track of my feet, my effort to ensure I do not misstep into fairy ring or step too close to their dances and japes. I have felt the hairs on the nape of my neck stand on end when mysterious and otherworldly singing floated on the wind. And when I return home, I have kept my secrets in my heart and never boasted of who I have encountered or what I have been part. And I have been part of midnight circles, my voice one of many to carry on the air, to soar into flight and carry our will to mystical planes of existence. Our words, they have power to maim or to heal. Whatever we feel, we bring into existence by birthing our will through ritual. We are witches, the rebels and resistance, the anarchists and lovers, puppet makers, dream breakers, societal shakers, the takers and the sharers of power that hide in the earth, in the trees and the wind, and the embers that dance wildly in the hearth. I have danced and jumped the broom. I have made love under moonlight and felt my womb grow from that love. I have birthed children whose souls feel as though they come from the heavens above and in whose faces I see at least 10 ancestors who came before them. I have spoken softened words to the dying, held their hands and cleaned their bodies for the grave. I have cured herds of cattle who worried the farmer, and yet to find my payment in return was to be subjected to the gossip, the prattle of farmers' wives at market. This is what they gave me in return. I have stood atop of Pendle Hill and whispered prayers to the wind. Some may pray in church, the ones who listen to the priest who waggles his tongue about sin. But I pray to the ground beneath my feet, to the stars in the sky, to the fleets of crows that swoop and dive, and to the jackdaw who chatters and jibes. I have stitched and I have mended, from torn skin to the hems of dresses and shirts. I have listened to other people's hurts and offered them my comfort from my ears, my heart and my arms. For years I have studied and collected all manner of herbs to curb illness or soothe restless sleepers. But now, here I sit in a cold, damp jail at His Majesty's pleasure. Pleasure! What a treasure of a word that's so subjective to the one who feels it. Am I evil? Am I what they say I am? Is the politics that place me in this cold, dark cell worth all this upheaval? Will I ever see the sun again? Will I see Pendle, the forest, the dells, or feel the rain gently kiss my skin again? Shall I ever see the moor again? That sleek, expansive place of heather and gorse, where the sheep lazily graze and wild horses run free. If I could, I would flee. I would run free and take the form of a hare. I would sit beneath the moon and stare up at her beauty. But these irons are tight, and I won't win this fight. I know my fate, and the price I shall pay for the ignorance and hate of others. Did you know hate was magic? Oh yes, hate is a curse. Ironic, isn't it, that the ones who hate and imprison me are the worst sinners of all? Yes, hate is a curse, and it will carry me off to hangman's noose and thrown in a hearse. But where hate is a curse, love is a blessing. Love is the best magic of all. So practice it well. Let it swell in your heart and spread like pollen floating on the breeze. I have seen and I have heard. I have listened and I have felt. I have practiced and I have loved. I am a witch and shall always be. Blessed be.